In Def Podcast. Hosted by Barry Mars. Season 2, Episode 2. Featuring Tsunami. Enjoy the show.
Peace, peace, peace. In Def Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. I got my brother, my AI brother with me, man. Go ahead.
Already.
Yes, sir.
Already. What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Big Nami. Tsunami, you know what it is. Nami.xx on Instagram. Y'all get at me, man. I'm chilling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, blessed to have you on the pod, bro. We go way back, man.
Yeah, for real. I'm happy to be here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So first question, bro. Dream studio session. You get to pick one co-producer and three artists. Who are you picking?
Co-producer and three artists?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Let's see. Co-producer, I got to get, you know what? I'm going to try to get, I've been listening to a lot of R&B, so I'm going to fuck with The Dream on co-production. And as far as artists, I want to go modern with that. So I'll probably go Coi Leray. I would want to be the artist too, just to feature on that bad boy.
You're going to be on it, bro. It's you.
Oh, okay.
It's one co-producer, you, and three other artists.
Okay. So me and the Dream on the beat, and then it's me, Coi, Doja, and I'm gonna put my boy 5EL Foreign on there too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a song for you.
Yeah, do some R&B rap shit, trap shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I like that song that Coi. What's that? Coi Leray, Queen Naja, and 5EL.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet. I seen a link on YouTube, but I ain't clicked it. I saw it though. I haven't heard it yet though.
Yeah, that song is pretty cool, man. I rock with it.
Okay.
But yeah, next question, bro. It's going to be an interesting question too. So you get to go back in time and visit your younger self. What song of yours are you playing for your younger self and why?
I got to start with that Jacuzzi.
Ah, yes, sir.
Yeah, because like, that's like, what's crazy about that is like, Jacuzzi is like, because I've always been to like Tokyo and Shinjuku and shit, right?
To play
that song to my younger self would be like, oh, it's the adult version of me into like the world that I'm into. You know what I'm saying? It's like you get to hear it, how the adult you sounds talking about Tokyo and shit, basically. It's like the fact that that's still you and now it's in the newest type of sound. I think I would really like fuck with that, the fact that I did that, you know?
Dope.
I try to continue to be like my childlike self musically. You know, like you want to keep those things that makes you who you are, you know?
Facts. And that's super important, man. You gotta make that inner child happy at all times.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir. So, all right. Next question, because I know you do the fashion with the kimono dot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my next question, bro. You have the opportunity to collab with one fashion brand and design in-house for them. Which brand are you picking and why?
Ooh, that's crazy. It's a battle for that one. I'm going to say, because for when you first asked, the first person that came up in my mind was Yohji Yamamoto, right? But I don't know if they really do. I'm not going to say they don't do collabs, because Y3 does collab. So I guess a Y3 collab, you know?
Right.
But second would definitely be... Louis Vuitton. No, I would have to do some Louis Vuitton fit. I had to do Louis.
Yes, sir. That would be fire too, bro. So, this will lead me to my next question. You have the opportunity to have a director shoot the promo line for your brand, because you know, I like clothing brands, they have like those long commercial videos.
Yeah.
So what would be your dream director to shoot that for you?
Shoot, man. Hype Williams, man. I got to get Hype Williams.
Yes, sir.
I
got to
do it.
Yes, sir.
His visuals is crazy, man. And it adds that hip-hop element in it that I feel like is needed in this perspective. You know what I'm saying? Especially, bro, on this side, bro, it's like, they onto hip-hop, but it's certain things that's lacking that I want to bring to it, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Dope, 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 dope. All right, so next question. What do you think your contribution to music will be?
Oh, man, just, you know what? I was talking to that about that yesterday with my wife. I really want the young African-American male to not only see what they see on the screen in America, right? Mm. See, here I am in Canada, and then, like, I've been fucking with the Japanese shit for so long, you know? So right. It's just, like, to be able to see other perspectives with a Black male as well. So when they grow up, they can look at it like, oh, this ain't really that far because I've seen this growing up, or, you know, just to be able to have open-mindedness to the world instead of just the block, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I really want to add that into music. I mean, it's already sort of there, but I've noticed lately it's been sort of like dying down. It's not as prevalent as it used to be in like the early 2000s. And, you know, we used to have the Jamaican music playing. We used to have, you know what I'm saying, the Spanish, like in hip hop, I'm saying, you know?
Right, nah, facts. Like, facts.
The music video just be on BET. Like, but now I feel like it's sort of like dying down a little bit. The fact that hip hop is so worldwide, it's not necessarily just right in front of you anymore, you know?
Nah, facts. Definitely agree, bro. Definitely agreed. All right, so I got a few more questions. Okay, so this is going to be an interesting question, bro.
Okay.
So Michael Jackson, Prince, Nigo, Pharrell, Kanye. Three of them have to go. And all of their accomplishments and everything they've contributed, who would go and why?
Three of them have to go. So how many people stay? How many people stay?
How many did I say? Pharrell? Said
Michael, Prince, Nigo, Pharrell, and Kanye, right?
Yes, sir. Two. So we'll say two, not three, because that's too much.
Okay. Well, I mean, shit, I got to keep Michael and Prince so they stay. So I guess, man, that's a hard decision between Nigo, Pharrell, and Kanye. but I gotta bring Pharrell in because Pharrell was the one who opened that world. And then I say Kanye. I gotta bring Kanye too, just for the fuel.
Right. Dope. And that's the first style of question I've asked anyone like that.
Oh, okay, bet.
For sure, man. But yeah, last question, bro. You sent in a song. We're going to play it at the end of the pod, Jacuzzi. First and foremost, I love this song, bro. Like, I remember when you dropped it, you had the motion graphics. That shit was cold, bro.
Oh, yeah. What's crazy is, like, all my old stuff that I did when I first got here, mm-hmm. I knew nobody. I didn't know anybody up here. But so it was just me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? So I really had to work from the ground up. So when I made that song, it was with somebody that I did meet. And he's a producer as well. His name is Lee. And together we form Hypnotic Sounds. So right now with that song and everything that I did in 2019, 2020, 2021, I'm remastering all of that and I'm putting it back out this year, right? So I'm polishing everything I got and I'm putting it back out. So Jacuzzi is really one of the best mastered and mixed songs. So I really don't have to do too much of that. So that's why I'm sort of like re-releasing it as a lyric video that I'm doing a music video. And then I'm going to go into the rest of Mystic by the end of the year. But yeah, Jacuzzi just to start. I'm getting this started again because I know everybody love that song. And I'm just trying to get the world to hear it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Dope track. I wanted to talk about the inspiration behind that song. What inspired that song?
Well, musically at that time, I was listening to, and shout out to Playboi Carti, because when I first heard that song, Whole Lot of Neon,
That
sort of showed me where trap could end up going, because like the fact that he was doing those vocals on that type of frequency beat, it was like he basically, I don't want to say he's singing, but it's like the way he's so melodic with it, it's almost like you can do anything on a trap beat now, basically, you know. So I'm gonna say Playboi Carti, Whole Lot of Neon first, and then secondly, I gotta say, of course, like I was just sort of imagining what a house party in Tokyo would be like for a young dude out the south, right? You come out the south, you know, you go to Tokyo and now you're throwing a house party and everybody there and you got the drinks, you know, you got the jacuzzi bubbling. So I was really trying to, like, I guess you could say create that world for trap, basically, you know?
Dope. Yeah. Yeah, I just remember, bro. I do have a few more questions out of that. The first question, give two mental health tips that you can give today.
Mental health. Okay. One, for me, the first one is prayer. I always like, I don't even want to trip about, like, okay, it's natural for a human to like sometimes think about things, you know, and worry, whatever, but before I get to that step, like, I try to just pray, because when I pray, I notice that it doesn't affect me as much as it could, right? So that's number one. And then number two, I'm gonna say go outside or something, take a walk, really, that can help out a lot. Now, if we had three and four, I would say drink and smoke, but yeah. But number one, just for one and two, I would say pray and make sure you go outside, man. Get your mind clear.
Dope.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question, what do you think for you has been the biggest challenge in the music industry, and how did you overcome that challenge?
Biggest challenge, music industry. Let me think about that one. Music industry wise, I'll say, I want to word this the right way. Making sure that you're showing people that you could take criticism, but at the same time, that shit don't matter. In a way, it's like, it's kind of hard to like put it in words. It's like, you gotta still be able to, like, I say this, because for the most part, you wanna take a gem from what somebody is saying, right? Because sometimes you might need to hear that, you know? But at the end of the day, you don't necessarily have to go that person's total direction because they're telling you that. That makes sense?
It's like,
okay, I'm listening to what you're saying. That's cool. Okay, you're right. I should do this. Oh, you're right about this. But that don't mean you have to say everything is what you want to do because somebody else is telling you that, you know? So it's like being able to take criticism, but at the same time, knowing who you are, basically, you know?
Right.
It could be something that somebody says that you might not want to fix or want to do on purpose.
Right.
That makes sense. It's like, that's a part of who you are. It's like, it's kind of hard to jump out of that if it's not who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Very true, man. That's really good advice. Okay. So my very last question, communication in 2022, what do you think are the pros of it and the cons of it? And what do you think could improve with communication in 2022?
2022, communication-wise. I mean, I feel like, honestly, I mean, to be honest, I feel like it's probably going to get worse from here. Like, everybody really so connected in their own worlds now, you know?
Right.
And that's not, like I said, that's not a bad thing, because you know who you are. So that's to a point, that's not bad. But at the same time, when it comes to interpersonal connections, I feel like sometimes this thing right here, this phone right here, can get in the way, you know? Instead of actually forming a relationship with the person. So you guys can both make yourselves better, you know? It's like, I'm here to make you better, you're here to make me better, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like the phone, and then like people feel like their worlds are better than somebody else's and all that kind of stuff. Like, man, really, but the thing is, if we was to do it together, you can move forward so much faster than being so caught up into that, you know?
Facts.
So yeah, I feel like it's more so just like selfishness in a way, you know?
Nah, facts. Definitely agreed. I was talking to one of my other guests on the podcast, and he was just like, yeah, communication is so bad. You know, people don't like to listen. They listen to respond rather than listening to understand. So,
actual listen, yeah. That's another thing too, because like, that's all you see online really these days. It's like, people want to post a comment. It might be a hateful comment, but not even like really paying attention to what's really going on, and not knowing that that person has a mind and emotions beyond that comment that you're sending. They may think they're just saying it because it's supposed to matter, but it's so much that happens from words being said, especially when it's words like a dagger, right? You're throwing daggers at people, you know, instead of actually just, if you have criticism to say, then say it, but it's a professional way of saying something. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Right. Definitely agree, bro. It's a, I don't know, just what I see sometimes, it's like, it's a lot of negativity, man, especially online, bro. It's a lot of negativity.
Totally. It's kind of sad, actually, man, but that's why I try to, like, I've been trying to put my phone down and, like I said, go outside these days, you know what I'm saying? Take some, like, listen to some 80s music and stuff like that, just vibe out and not be so controlled. Like, only time I really want to be on here is if I'm posting a story with his business or posting a picture with his business. That's it. After that, I'm living my life at this point, you know?
Dessert. All right, my very last question. Plug yourself in. Anything you got coming out, anything you have out, your IG, all of that. Plug yourself in.
Okay, world, you know what it is. It's Big Nami, Tsunami. You can find me on Spotify, TSNMII. I'm dropping an album by the end of this year, and we're going to drop some vinyls for it so all my DJs can connect on it. Kimono Dot, the new collection, is out. It just dropped like 3 weeks ago. We still got a few things left online, but two of the items have sold out completely, and I'm so thankful for that. And also, next year, I'm dropping some shit that's going to change hip-hop music totally. I got to say it because it needs to be said. What I'm working on right now is like some, I don't even want to really get into it, but it's like, it's beyond trap. It's what happens after trap. I'll say that. That's all I'm going to say.
Dope, dope, dope. Hey, my brother, man, I appreciate you being on the pod for real, bro.
Thank you, bro. How long have you been doing a podcast right now? Like, how long have you been in it?
You know what's wild, bro? I started last week. Last week I had one episode, then it just got repetitive. I was dropping them every day.
Oh,
so like I finished the first season in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I have 11 episodes out so far.
I think it's actually kind of smart for like artists to like do things like this. Like, see, mine personally is fashion. But like the fact that you want to come out and just talk, ask questions, is like, it shows people other avenues of your personality, if that makes sense.
No, most definitely. Like, honestly, with like podcasting, I do the fashion too, you know, the Magic Flea thing. I'm trying to do it all, man. Like, just anything creative, man.
Yeah, you got to these days, man. This is show who you are, really, technically.
Nah, facts, 100%. But yo, everybody, that was In Depth Podcast, episode 2 from season 2.
Let's go.
Y'all take it easy. Peace, peace.
Cause it's so long, oh my.
We hope you enjoyed episode 2 of season 2. Episode 3 coming soon featuring KBE Vontae. In-depth podcast.